We're here on KSOM, and we're talking Highland Boys Track and Field. As tonight, on this Friday night, the Cyclones are heading to a meet at Denison Sleswick. We're only a week away from when entries need to be submitted for qualification for the Drake Relay. Sam, how do you feel about your track and field team as you go into tonight's meet in Denison?
Yeah, we're looking just to continue to improve. We've got a couple meets under our belt so far, and feel really good about what we're seeing. We just need to continue again to kind of put the meet lineup and the puzzle pieces in the right order, and have Mother Nature cooperate. And so far, she's been doing a fairly good job of that. And competition will continue to get tougher as we get into more of the bigger meet schedules. And just look to keep improving and see how things shake out.
What areas do you feel like, or maybe some competitors or relays or whatever, that you feel like has improved the most right now?
Yeah, I feel really good about our 400 hurdlers. We've thrown two freshmen out there. In the three meets that they've run, they've PR'd three times. So we'll hopefully continue that. That's going to be a tough task, but they're flirting right around 60. And a shade over for our second one, but a low 102 there. So, as that race gets going and they just get more comfortable running that race, we feel really good about our young guys and our young hurdlers. Joseph Rice in the discus continues to improve. He's thrown PRs as well. He's getting really comfortable there in that discus ring, and he's a strong kid and going to continue to improve there, and fills in some relays, and we're just kind of navigating the injuries and everything else, like most probably are, with bumps and bruises and tightness and things, and hopefully our sprint relays will continue to kind of chop off time, but we kind of need everybody back in the boat, so to speak, to kind of get those down there. But finding some depth, I guess, from a positive perspective along the way for that situation. So feel good about the guys we got and moving forward. And now we're kind of moving out of the experimental phase of track and kind of getting to more of these are going to be our relays, and then start hammering out handoffs and stuff from there.
How do you feel about the 4x1? I mean, you're kind of right there on the bubble of making it into the Drake Relays. We know that you lost a lot from last year, and this is a younger, developing team. How's that relay been coming along?
Yeah, it's coming. Like I said, we're missing a few guys currently from what we think would probably be our best. So, again, just giving those guys the opportunity. So hopefully when we do get everybody back and ready to rock and fire, so to speak, with that, we can cut some tenths off some relays there, and get maybe in a little better situation. I would envision we could be under that 96 limit, but obviously you never know. Nothing's guaranteed. So like I said, right now we don't feel great about that time, but we'll be hopefully lowering it a little bit more on Friday, and then we'll have a couple cracks at it next week with our home meet, and then a big meet at Council Bluffs to kind of get those in, and then you'll see where that lands us.
Yeah, the standings on that in that 4x1 seem to change dramatically each and every day, it seems like. So who have been the kids that have been injured there that have missed time in that relay?
Yeah, Hagen Sorensen, just kind of dealing with some tightness and things, and Sam Shields and Landon Nissen, we share some guys with some soccer events. So some nights, we have everybody there to run, and some nights we don't. Just the perks of multi-sport athletics, I guess, so to speak, having well-rounded kids that go out there. But, on nights we can get everybody, and nights that we get everybody around, I think we'll be just fine in that event. We just kind of got to have some stars aligned and things go. And although that event is a sprint, we want to kind of treat it more like a marathon and make sure we're running good times at the state qualifying meet, and making sure we have everybody available for that. So,
yeah, absolutely. At this point, getting into the drink might be a bonus, but you get in, you get in. If not, you move on, and you try and get everybody ready for the state qualifying meet in May. How about Jeffrey Gross and Eric Hesslink? They've been strong for you, it seems like, in the 1 and the 2 mile. What progress have you seen from those two sophomores?
Yeah, great progress. Like I said, it's kind of feeds into kind of the youth movement that we have. Yeah, two sophomores kind of taking the rein on that parade, so to speak. And they're continue to compete with each other. Obviously, it's nice to kind of have somebody that you know how they run their race to run with. And then obviously you throw in, St. Albert's got a really good distance guy that we see a lot. LC has a whole flock of them. Glenwood's got some guys. So, I mean, there's no shortage of competition otherwise that other schools and meets that we run at and guys to run with. And so, you know, they'll continue to compete with those guys and push each other and hopefully continue to lower their times as we go through.
So what are some of your goals in tonight's meet at Denison?
Yeah, obviously, you know, you go into meet just wanting to compete, do the best you can, get the stick around, you know, no false starts, no drop batons. You know, weather looks favorable for us. Obviously, you never know. Denison's in a little bit unique situation, obviously, with that bowl. So depending on the wind direction, you know, you could feel it a lot or you could feel it not at all. But, you know, just continue to work on the little things, starts, handoffs, hurdles, making sure we're low on those. We're going to try a shuttle hurdle team tonight, which will be our first time doing that all year. Got some guys ready to go for that event. So just kind of see how again, the puzzle pieces kind of start going into place and keeping everybody healthy and then and moving on to another week.
Perfect. Sam, really appreciate your time. Have a great meet tonight in Denison. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you very much. Go Cyclones.
Sam Brummer, head coach for the Heartland Cyclones boys track and field team here on KSOM.